Okay, everybody, in this particular video, we just want to summarize our three-step case evaluation process to make sure that we're really all on the same page with this process and how it goes. So the first thing is we're going to order the initial labs. Now, some of the labs, like we mentioned, you may be able to get insurance coverage for some things. Other things you will likely not be able to get insurance coverage for. Now, one of the things that's so wonderful about understanding some of the things that we'll be teaching you later in the course is it can help people understand why they're investing in the labs that they are. It can be a common thing that people have never heard that the guts and what's happening in the gut is actually connected to any sort of cardiovascular problems they're having or any sort of sleep problems they're having, for example. And if this happens to come up in your case evaluation process, sometimes that will. Sometimes if somebody is coming in and they have hypertension and they have insomnia and we're going to order some GI labs, they'll say to us, well, why, doc? Why do we need to order these gut labs? It's not making sense to me. Why is that a good place for our money? And a really simple answer, if you have a client like this, a really simple answer is what we're seeing in functional medicine is that there's research, for example, about the health of what's going on in the gut and of the good bacteria and the relationship of good bacteria to bad bacteria and bad microorganisms that we see in research, but that is actually connected to things like weight and sleep and hormone levels and autoimmune disease and cardiovascular health and early mortality rates. All of these different things we're seeing in the microbiome project show up in the research. So if I just want to prepare you for that, because it is a question that sometimes does come up from clients where it's like, well, why are we ordering a gut lab if I have a thyroid problem? And a really simple thing is to say, well, we actually see in research that oftentimes the disease process that they're in the clinic for, so in this example, thyroid health, is actually rooted in a problem in the gut. And since we're going for root causes, we need to actually look for the reasons why. So oftentimes there's a simple answer like that is all that's needed. We'll teach you in further modules how things really are fit together and the functionality between how these organs and these glands work together and why a problem in one gland or organ can cause a problem other areas of the body. So you'll increase your ability to answer some of those advanced questions. But most of the time, a simple answer like that can go really far to help alleviating people's anxiety around why are they ordering a gut test when, say, it's a thyroid problem, for example. So ordering the initial labs, we've gone over in this particular module which labs to order and why, making sure you're going back to some of those key concepts that we've taught you already around are you standardizing your labs and what kind of practice do you want to have? Do you want to have a very standard practice where everybody gets the same labs over and over and over again? Or do you want to build your practice in a way that's much more unique? And so everybody's going to have a different set of labs, although there'll be a lot of commonalities. So that, remember, is an exercise we guided you through earlier in this particular course, just making sure you are very, very clear about what type of practice you have, what is best for your needs, so that you really can arrange your labs and your lab ordering according to your clinical practice that you are actually creating. And so then the next step is when we are waiting for our labs to come back after that initial order, we're going to begin our supportive care exercise. So this is where we're doing activities. We want to kick off care while we're waiting for the labs. It's going to include things like diet, possibly a cleanse, working on mindset, and some of that education on how we as humans change our habits. So we want to start that right away. As soon as that lab order is done, the exception we talked about, though, is that there are occasionally really complex people. There are people that have a lot of brain fog that are just really confused really easily. Sometimes just getting that lab order done is really, really going to be hard enough. So if people are acting very confused over simple things, we might want to be careful about giving them too much too fast. And then we can check in on them a week or two after we send them home with the labs, make sure they got their lab order done. Once that's out of the way, then start moving on to these other things. But for most people can handle the lab work and the start of some of these other things all at once. We want to make sure that we're really managing expectations at this point in time so that people are prepared for the fact that, especially if they have a lot of different complaints going on, probably more than one thing is going to come back on the labs. There's always a possibility that some things will, that we won't get to all of the root causes and we'll have to do additional lab work either at that next visit or later on, and that it is going to be a process. So managing the expectations as part of the supportive care is going to be a really, really important thing. People are so used to this pill that they, even though it's not fixing the cause, is alleviating oftentimes their chief complaint very quickly. So we need to reorient them to how functional medicine works and that it's not this quick fix, that they're really invested into this life long change. And then once we get their labs back, that's when we review the labs. Remember, we talked about how to review them. If we have a lot of different labs that come back with a lot of different positive findings and we can't cover it all in detail, all on that first visit, we talked about how to work with that. And then we also talked about how to put together a treatment plan. Now we'll go through the treatment plans specifically for each of the individual tests in the subsequent modules. And again, we'll talk about very, very standardized treatment plans that work for a large amount of people. Or if you are somebody that wants to work with chronic complex cases that do oftentimes require more individualization in that treatment plan formation, we'll talk also about that. We also covered a little bit on which treatment to start first and why, as well as thinking about how to work with some of the modifications that will come up naturally in the treatment plan, depending upon what comes back on the labs. So that's basically where we're at. So hopefully this is all clear. Make sure that you are clear about your practice, that you understand these three steps. Now we're going to hit the ground running here in a little while with really looking at some of the specific lab tests, how to diagnose, and how to treat. And just for fun, just to, show you here some of the power of functional medicine, wanted to show you and tell you just briefly about this particular client of ours who came in and she was on 14 prescription medications. And so, this at this point in time is side effect upon side effect upon side effect. So this is the power of functional medicine. She is now on zero prescription drugs. So that is, that is the power of what you're learning here. It's the power to deeply reverse things, to get people off medication that has tons of side effects, and to really teach them how to heal their body and how to make the choices that are going to continue to pay off for years to come. All right, everybody, get excited. We're going to start going deeper soon. We'll see you in the next lesson.